need four basic elements to support and sustain life: food, water, oxygen or air, and light. Food gives us the nutrients and vitamins that provide us with energy, contributes to our bone structure, regulates the chemical processes in our bodies. Water helps regulate the body's temperature. It hydrates us, carries nutrients to our cells, and also flushes waste from the body, which otherwise would be toxic to us. Oxygen, or air, is an essential building block that is combined with hydrogen and nitrogen and builds proteins in our body. It also gives us energy, helps with cell replacement, and supports our immune system. Sunlight. Although some organisms can live in darkness, the human body can survive in darkness, but it will greatly impact our health and deteriorate your body's condition. Because sunlight is the greatest source of natural vitamin D, which supports healthy bones, blood cells, the immune system, sunlight kills bacteria, gives us energy, helps the body produce serotonin, which helps us feel calm, reduces blood pressure, and gives us a feeling of joy and happiness. Now, I don't believe God deals in coincidences or chance, but Jesus Christ fulfills each of these four elements that gives us life and sustains us. In John chapter 6, this was after Jesus had fed the 5,000 and has crossed the sea, and the people followed him. But in 6:32, Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who given you the bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world." And they said therefore to him, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life, which comes he who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall neither thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me, yet you do not believe." Jesus is also the living water, and in John chapter 7, in verse 37, it says, "Now on the last day of the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And he who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.' But this he spoke of the Spirit, which whom they who believe in him were to receive, for the Spirit had not yet been given, but Jesus had not yet been glorified." Scriptures tell us this happened on the last day of the great feast, and this feast they're referring to is the Feast of Booths, or the Feast of Tabernacle. Each morning, the priest would go to the Pool of Siloam and fill a golden pitcher full of water and take it back to the temple. And there the water would be given as an offering to the Lord as the people watched in an eager anticipation. But Jesus said this as they were making this offering, that he is the living water. God gives us air or breath. In Genesis 2:7, scriptures tell us the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Breath from God's own mouth breathed into Adam's nostrils in order to give him life. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us that all scripture is inspired or God-breathed and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. And in John chapter 8, Jesus says in verse 12, "Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.'" Tradition says Jesus said this as the priests were lighting the four 75-foot candelabras in the temple to show them that he was the light. This morning we come to this place just as believers around the world are doing the same and have done the same for the last 2,000 years. We have come here today for life-sustaining nutrition, for spiritual food and drink. These elements that represent the body and blood of our Lord and Savior that gave us this life that we might live through Him, the breath of God rushing from His Word into our bodies fill us with the very breath that came to us through the Holy Spirit. And all of this, this reminder, this tradition that we come here to observe is all to keep us in the light, that, Lord forbid, we fall into darkness. Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank you, God, for this time that you have given to us, that you know us better than we know ourselves, Lord, that we need this reminder from week to week, Lord, to keep us in the light, to help us focus our mind on you and that great sacrifice, Lord, that you gave your only begotten Son, Lord, to come to this earth, to become not just sin, but our sin for our benefit, Lord, that he suffered and died on that cross, Lord. And just help us, God, as we partake of these emblems, that we can do so in a worthy manner, Lord, that we can have the right frame of mind and pure heart, Lord, and just think upon these elements and think upon that sacrifice, Lord, that your Son made for us. And we just ask you, Lord, just to please be with us as we start a new week, Lord. Help us to be better servants for you and help us, Lord, to put you first in everything that we do, Lord. And just please, God, forgive us for when we sin and fall short. In Jesus' name.